Right now, Mike, if you could just lean over there and open up the studio door.
We have an
old friend who wanted to drop by and say hi to you. It's one of your favorites.
Hi,
it's
George.
Marge, who alleges to be a former swim coach and goes as far as to say that she used to coach me. I don't remember her. She claims that she coached me in high school, but I didn't swim in high school, so...
He sure as it's hell Marge. Did swim in high school.
Marge
he swam
dinner.
Like a dolphin.
I didn't swim.
You were so talented, George.
Oh, well, thank you.
I only wish that we could go back in time, back to when I wasn't in the chair.
Yeah, well... You know, that I'm sure that was a good time for you. I don't really remember it.
Let me tell you, is this Mike Ducey? Which one's Mike Ducey?
That's Mike right over
the non-George one?
He's the non-George one.
Great to see you.
Let me tell you something, Mike Ducey. I think that you should cover this gentleman, George Dunham, in your sportscast.
Really?
Because he is an incredible swimmer.
Well, he only has about a minute and a half. I don't think he has time.
Through the water like Nessie.
That's weird. That's my underwater ally.
And he was so kind to me at a time when I was down.
I really don't remember.
Which really and truly, I can't really distinguish that from any other period of my life. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
George, how are you doing?
Fine.
You still having an unbelievable life while I eat food that I got at PetSmart?
I guess I'm happy. But you know, I don't know if happiness is defined by what sort of food you eat.
For me, it is. Have you been following all the soccer?
All the soccer, yeah. World Cup, unbelievable.
I would love to follow it. You know, soccer's my second favorite sport.
Is it?
Yes, behind swimming.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to follow it, but I don't have electricity.
Oh, well, that's a problem. You know, you could go somewhere else, like a bar or like the plaza out here.
Well, sometimes I go to Best Buy and look towards the TVs on display, and I watch from the sidewalk. Because they won't let me in because I once asked a customer there for some money for the insulin.
Oh, well, gosh, that's tough, Marge. I don't know what
Can
to tell you.
Can you give me your insulin, George?
I don't have any.
In your body?
I don't think that's possible. I'm sure someone could medically help you out outside of me.
I would like to have a baby.
Okay, you seem a little old.
I'm getting close to that cutoff point that every woman knows. When you get your biological clock ticking and you know that even though your mind still wants a baby, your body can't have one.
Yeah.
I'll be 60 next month.
Yeah, that's a little old to go through that process.
Ship might have sailed, Marge.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to have a baby with you. Don't worry, not sexually.
With Mike. Okay.
No, with you, George.
Okay, well, I think I'm out of the...
If we could send someone over to harvest...
Harvest?
Look. From you, then we could get the material that I would need in order to have the baby.
Well, you're making Mike laugh, so I guess this is great. But look, you're...
What material could you possibly be referring to, Marge?
Well, George's swimmers...
Look, I'm out of the baby business, okay?
I'm sure you're probably wondering, George, why the full body cast and the external pacemaker?
I wasn't going to bring it up, but yeah, now that you mention it.
Also, perhaps, why are Marge's ankles at right angles?
Yeah, what happened?
Funny story.
Okay. Funny?
What's wrong with Ducey over there?
External
I don't know.
Yes.
I was trying to cross the tollway in the chair.
Uh-huh.
And the battery hasn't been holding a charge quite as well as it has at other times.
Uh-huh.
So I somehow get on the tollway, and the next exit wasn't for 2 miles.
Oh, gosh.
So I've got the throttle down, but still, I'm only going between 1 and 2 miles per hour.
That's a little slow for the tollway.
Cars were just flying by me. They're just zipping by.
Uh-huh.
Well, the yard crew comes up behind me pulling a flatbed trailer filled with all manner of yard sculpting equipment.
Uh-huh.
They're at about 87 miles an hour. Well, as you can imagine from the figures that I've shared with you and your listeners previously, that's quite a speed disparity.
Right.
So they swerve at the last minute, but a lawnmower handle nails me in the back of the head.
Oh, gosh.
I don't remember much about what happened after that.
Oh, that's terrible.
I remember a little.
Mm-hmm.
The helicopter ride.
You remember that, okay.
The desperate search for relatives.
Uh-huh.
The enema. But I was in Parkland for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I stared at the door, George.
Is that where you got the idea for coffee talk?
Every day I stared at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Praying.
Yeah.
But it would be the day that my sweet Georgie showed up to give me his material.
Look, I had no idea you were in an accident. I'm sorry about that.
I never got flowers. No chocolate.
Well, I didn't
no
know.
Balloons. No kidney.
No kidney. Look, I would have done something for you, but I had no idea.
Mike, tell him to give it all to me.
George, the least you could do.
Word it the way I
this
word it.
Woman did so much for you.
Word it the way I word it. Tell him to give it all to me.
He can't remember.
Say no. It, Mike. Say it. Say, George, give it all to Marge.
George, give it all to Marge.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, it doesn't matter if Mike Ducey says it. I'm still not going to
George,
give you.
Give it all to Marge.
Okay, now we're all creeped
if
out.
If you don't take it from Mike, take it from the late Casey Kasem.
Hi, George. It's me, Casey Kasem.
Unbelievable.
I just want to say, you need to give it all to Marge. Hashtag, show the pain.
Marge, thanks for coming by, I guess.
I was kidding, man. It was me doing Marge's voice.
Oh,
the whole
God. What a switch. What a change up at the end.
Good morning to you.
Oh, my gosh.
My God.
See what we did there, Georgie?
Oh.
We went from the Chris character, and then that was Cheryl Jones, who owns the Dallas
and now
Cowboys.
It's time for Dueling Marges.
He was there, too.
Let's say hello to Chris.
I like to think of myself as a survivor, Georgie.
Okay, everyone die. Everyone die.
I'd like to think this is what hell must be like.
Who will?
That'll
it's time for vacation.
8:48 on the ticket. Up next, we'll talk to a former U.S. men's national player
a lot of
about today's big one against Germany.